Thank you so much. That's right. It is time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge with you right now.
Going on in Deadwood, South Dakota, it's the days of 76, 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, a 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. That's right, rodeo performances, 7 o'clock each evening, that's the mountain time, at the Days of 76 Arena, all the way through Saturday night. Don't miss the historic parade at 1:30 Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday. Daysof76.com.
Knowledge is infinite, you know. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be the focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention from our first publication to our latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively in the mail.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to the home of the Nebraska Star Party, Merritt Reservoir, southwest of Valentine, here in Cherry County. It's an international dark skies park, and everything begins coming up this weekend, matter of fact, on the 28th and all of next week. But you don't have to be a part of the Star Party to enjoy the dark skies. Come anytime at visitvalentine.com.
And Mike, I have a scientific study. The results are just in, and I wanted to share them with you.
So this is like breaking news?
Breaking news, okay. Yes. Recent studies have revealed that 33% of married women say that their pet is a better listener than their husband, while 67% of all pets say they wonder when that crazy lady is going to be quiet. Now, that was a worthwhile study. I'm scientific. Not sure about that. Yeah.
The 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up shortly. That's August the 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Take Interstate 94, jump off on Exit 7. It all gets started at 1 o'clock Mountain Time on August 3rd. The Saddle Bronc Match at the Open A Angus Arena. For more information, go to hotrnd.com.
These are the reasons that Eve was created. Are you ready for these?
I am ready.
Okay. God was worried that Adam would frequently become lost in the garden because he would not ask for directions.
Oh, okay. I see where this is going.
Yeah, God knew that one day Adam would require someone to locate and hand him the remote.
Okay.
God knew Adam would never go out and buy himself a new fig leaf when his wore out and would therefore need Eve to buy one for him. More reasons that Eve was created. God knew Adam would never be able to make a doctor's, dentist, or haircut appointment for himself. Oh, now come on. God knew Adam would never remember which night to put the garbage on the curb. God knew if the world was to be populated, men would never be able to handle the pain and discomfort of childbearing. As a keeper of the garden, Adam would never remember where he left his tools. I think that kind of happens to all of us. Apparently, Adam needed someone to blame his troubles on when God caught him hiding in the garden. I don't know. These were more reasons why Eve was created. And as the Bible says, it is not good for man to be alone. When God finished the creation of Adam, he stepped back, scratched his head, and said, I can do better than that. Now, that was all in fun. I myself can argue quite a few of those points.
I have a few things here by Mark Keith. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you be kind, people may accuse you of being selfish. Ulterior motives, but be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you, but be honest anyway. What you spend years building, someone may try to destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous, but be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow, but do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. And you see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Mark Keith had written that, and that was sent to us here for the good stuff. If you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Keep listening to great radio stations like Sundance Wyoming, KYDT 103.1 FM, Dirt Road Radio. Listen more for the good stuff.